Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Trayvon will never get to be an older man. Black children, they childhood stole from them, robbed of our names and our language. Stole again, who stole the soul from black folk? Same man that stole the land for cheap black smoke and made the whip crackle on our back slow, made us go through the back door and raffle black bodies on the slave block. Now we slave to the blocks, on them we spray shots, leaving our own to lay in a box. Black mother's stomach staying or not, we kill each other, it's part of the plot. I wish the hating would stop. War! And a battle with us. I know that black lives matter and they matter to us. These are the things we gotta discuss. The new plantation, mass incarceration. Instead of educate, they rather convict the kids. As dirty as the water, it flint, the system is. Is it a felony or a misdemeanor? Maria Sharapova making more than Serena. It took Viola Davis to say this. The roads are the help and the gangsters is really all they gave us. We need Avas, Ta-Nehisi's, and Cory Booker's. The salt of the earth to get us off of sugar and greasy foods. I don't believe the news or radio stereotypes, we refuse. Brainwashed in the cycle to spin, we write our own story, black America again.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that they're important. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is and wait and wait and where he come from. And where you come from?
Hot damn, black America again. Think of Sandra Bland as I'm staring in the wind. The color of my skin, they comparing it to sin. The darker it gets, the less fairer it has been. The hate made, I inherit it from them. But I ain't gonna point the finger. We got anointed singers like Nina, Marvin, Billy, Stevie. Need to hear them songs. Sometimes to believe me, who freed me? Linking a Cadillac, drinking a battle rap. So is it God's speed that we travel at? It's danger than our own habitat. Them guns and dope, man, y'all can have it back. As a matter of fact, we them lab rats. You built the project for, now you want your hood back. I guess if you could rap, you would express it too. That PTSD, we need professionals. You know we're pressing, dude. It makes the pipes bust from schools to prison, y'all. They trying to pipe us to your political parties and fight us. Instead of making voting laws to spite us. You know we from a family of fights us. Fought in your wars and our wars. You put a nigga in Star Wars. Maybe you need two. And then maybe they will believe you. See black people in the future. We wasn't shipped here to rob and shoot ya. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Our men and women are created equal, including black Americans.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that there's somebody. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is. And where you come from? And where you come from?
We are rewriting the black American story. 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 Black American story.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Jazzo's Radio. That's how we're going to do it. Yo, today's show going to be mad crazy. We got some mad guests on here. I hope everybody had a good weekend. But let's go right into the show. We got Belinda Charter James, the media queen, up in here. And I'm going through some little difficulties. Program director, I need your assistance real quick, bro. But we going to keep this thing going. Yeah. Hold on. Devil trying to stop our progress. Nevertheless, we're still here. I hope everybody had a good weekend this weekend. And going through all the problems we're going through within this country with this president that's doing the things he's doing, it is bananas and crazy out here. You got to keep your head up, keep God with you for sure. I want y'all to pray for him. That's all we can do. But we're going to keep it moving. I'm just going through some little difficulties right here, and we're going to make things happen real quick. Hold on. We're getting there very soon. Hold on. Belinda, I apologize so much, but we're back in effect. How are you? And excuse myself.
Oh boy, it's Trump. I tell you, it's Trump. It's Monday, January 30th, and we are now in Jazzo's world again for the next hour or so. So, hi everyone in Radio Land, Listening Land. I had a great weekend and had a fabulous Monday, actually.
Well, that's good. What did you do this weekend?
This weekend, I did my favorite thing, which was shop. But I did join a gym like 2 weeks ago, and today was the first day that I actually stepped foot in the gym. And I met with my trainer, and he basically just every muscle in my body is like hurting right now. So I guess I'll go back tomorrow. We'll see. But I need to be ready for this summer. I have some cute outfits to wear, and the body has to be tight.
Yeah, I know that's right. Got to keep it tight. I've been working out a little bit myself, so, and I got to, you know, personal training choreographer, if your body ain't right, it's like, there ain't nobody going to work with you.
Right. Dance mom looks like she's not in shape, but she tells you exactly what kind of moves you should be doing. That's funny. Yeah.
But let's go right into your segment, the media queen segment. I heard you got a good hot guest that's coming on about to rip the whole country out.
Yeah, you know, this person has been a colleague, a dear friend of mine for almost 25 years. I mean, some of you know Jackie Morris. She's the CEO of Rockstar Status. And we've worked on a lot of projects together. She's worked with a lot of major celebrities. And now she's going to be telling us about her new project that she's working on called Lioness Gold. So I'm going to basically let her do all the talking. Jackie, are you all mic'd up and ready to go?
Hello, Jackie.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
I think she's on with her mic.
Hold on, let me check. Let me check. I'm checking. This is a little crazy today. This ain't nothing but the devil trying to stop progress for real. Just like you said, it might be Trump. We didn't say something about his name. He probably like, nah, y'all think y'all slick.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Do you know anybody that actually went out to the marches?
A couple of models I know went out. So that was a little different than I thought anyway. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, they just have mad fun. So I'm like, yo, that's
mm-hmm.
that was very different.
Yeah, check Jackie's mic again because she's definitely on.
All right, I'm working as we speak. Cause this is going
okay.
That's crazy. But.
But let me tell you this. So while you
since we're waiting,
hey Jazzo,
here we go. We're coming back. So I like everybody to be patient. I apologize once again. You know, Jazzo's world. We don't do things like this, but we're gonna make this happen.
All right, Jazzo, it's DJ Sincere just jumping in for a minute. You need me to take over for a hot minute until you get it together?
Yes, brother, because I'm going over here. I'm having a little technical difficulty, so I'm trying to make it work. I don't know what it's like glitching for me.
All right, no doubt. Just give me a minute and I'll jump in. Big shout out to everybody who's on the line. Just give us a couple minutes. Bear with us, and we'll be right back with you. We might have to go to a song for a minute. Expecting our first guest to be in the building, but please just give us a couple of minutes experiencing some technical difficulties beyond our control, as they like to say. Hey, Belinda, what's going on?
Hey, I'm doing good. Our hero. Okay, make things happen. Here we go.
All right, so we're going to jump in. Guys, we're going to jump into this song right quick, and we'll be right back. Expecting our other guest a little bit later on in the show, Ronnie Walker. We're going to jump into this song right now. This is Mac Don the Fifth. This is Entrepreneur. Dirty Basement Radio. We're having some technical problems, so we'll be right back in just a minute. This is Jazzo's World on Dirty Basement Radio.
This is MD5 at his worst. Round table at his best. Five generations.
Still ballin', straight flippin', I stay thuggin'. I came out of poverty, still I'm doin' all good. Entrepreneur,
get your whole team wet. You ain't seen a star like me yet. Headshot snap, hit up your dome. But while I hold up, fall from the video phones. Mac Dawn has the grittiest flow. Right now, I'm the illest you know. Leave the club with the prettiest hoes. And so, let's get plenty of dough. Rock ice and the trendiest clothes. Hot cars, not to mention my homes. Not familiar on attending my shows. Y'all are losers, pretending to blow. Dispose foes as I close this rhyme. Now look out for my sitcoms and strip clubs and clothing lines. Come on,
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. We're in Jazzo's world right now. This is DJ Sincere, just stepping in the booth just for a couple of minutes. Jazzo, how's this working out over there for you right now?
Yeah, man, it's still glitching, brother. But we're gonna keep on moving. Linda
right, now,
James is still in the building, right?
Yep, absolutely. Now, do you know the area code of the guest that you're expecting?
646.
It's a 646. Okay, guest, are you in the building with us? 646, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Yay.
You guys
Jackie.
Yeah, right. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'm happy to be here.
You know, I had
finally
Jackie and said, I think that Trump is trying to keep her. No, not Trump. Somebody's trying to keep her from talking about Lioness Gold. So hurry up, Jackie, before they got cut us off again. How
okay.
you doing?
I'm well. I'm really well, and I'm excited. I'm really excited to tell you guys about one of my new ventures. And, of course, it's Lioness Gold Luxury Hair. And it comes straight from India, from the temples.
Oh, okay. How did that happen?
So,
how did this whole project come about?
Okay, well, what happened is, and Belinda knows, I've always been involved with the beauty industry. You know, many years ago, I started out in the entertainment industry as a fashion stylist and a makeup artist. I actually did Tracee Ellis Ross when she was 16. So I've been working, and I did films, movie, commercials, television. And so I've always been in the beauty industry. I think that's what attracted me to Belinda, and we became great sisters from another mother. So fast forward many years later, and still keeping one foot in the beauty industry, I was diagnosed with lupus. And it was interesting because after I got diagnosed, I would say 30 days later, all my hair fell off. Like my hair was down my back, and in 30 days I was bald. And needless to say, being a woman, I was like, oh, my God, I'm bald. And I went to a dermatologist, and he actually told me my hair was going to grow back. But in the meantime, I had to start looking into wigs and
right.
hair. And what I found out at that time is not all hair is good hair. And so from
okay.
that time on, I started researching about hair and where it came from and why you would get one batch of hair and it would be beautiful and wonderful, and then you would go to the same place and get another batch and you would lose your money. So I've been researching for a while wigs and extensions. And one day, you know, I've had this relationship with this Indian associate in India for about 3 years, and he was trying to get me involved in another venture, and I said, wait a minute, aren't you Indian? Walk over to the temple. That's what we need to do. So that's how I got started.
Okay, great. You know what? You just said something that, yeah, because it seemed like everybody is selling hair on every corner, and you said, you know, there's good hair, and then there's bad hair, but sometimes we just can't tell a difference. I mean, does it really make a difference if we get a good batch or a bad batch?
Okay, so in being educated, because any business or venture or project that you get involved with, you should research so that you know what you're getting into, so you know your product, so you know what you're selling, and so that you can feel good about what type of service, because it is a service. I mean, I didn't know how serious hair could be until I got involved. So all hair is not all hair. And the hair that the Virgin Remy human hair comes from India. And this is, I'm about to bust a lot of people's bubble. There's no Brazilian, Cambodian, Peruvian, and I don't know. They'll come up with more names. These are all marketing techniques or strategies to sell to the African-American woman that wants to be Indian, Brazilian, or Cambodian. All hair comes from the temple, and the Chinese go to India, gather up the hair, and bring it to China, add fillers, you know, like they do in other stuff. They give us fillers and, you know, pump it up and then sell it to us. So, no, all hair is not the same hair. And I know for me, especially anything I put on my skin or my head has to be natural and 100% human hair. Like, you know, even though, you know, a lot of people wear synthetic hair, if I put synthetic hair, I break out in a rash. It starts to itch. I can't, you know. And it's the same thing with clothes. If I'm going to wear, I'm going to wear 100% cotton, 100% wool. So all hair is not the same hair. And you have to know where this hair is coming from. In India, at the temples, they cut their hair off at the temple, and the hair, the cuticles, like from one donor, and the cuticles all go in the same direction. That's the Remy part. And then the virgin part is it's not exposed to chemicals. Because you'll see now on social media, you'll see people, I forgot, Countess Vaughn too, right? They showed her head, and it was like infested from wearing the wrong type of hair on her head. You know, from
right,
the chemicals,
right,
the glue, all kinds of stuff. So you want virgin Remy hair, especially if you're going to put it on your body.
Right. Boy.
Wow. We just learned a lot. So they sell so many different hair with different titles, and
exactly,
you don't really know what it is. You got different hair
now,
from all over.
Yeah, and now you'll date a man, and he'll be, is that Brazilian or is that Malaysian? Like, now men are involved. Actually, I just got an order from a barber that has a big salon, barbershop salon, and it's for men with weaves and frontals and beards. And I am, like, blown away that
wow,
men are going
hold
to
on,
put fake
on,
beards on.
Hold on. Say that again. That's great.
You don't have no hair. I mean, he's wearing, sporting the bald look, and it looks good on him. So, Dazzo, would you ever consider, like, getting, like, a beard or a mustache or maybe a little mohawk on top?
No, I just let my hair. I let the hair grow in the middle, but that's like banana.
I'm telling you, I just ordered some beards, and it's blowing me away. I didn't know men were so serious about their beards because, you know, to put it on, to glue it onto your skin, but it's human hair, so I guess when you go to kiss a woman, whatever, it'll feel good. But I'm just blown away that I had to order a beard. I could understand it today because the men are wearing
new millennium stuff, man. Like a fake beard. I could see if you're in a movie playing a character or something like that.
Well, I thought it was for a movie, but it's not. And it's actually Men in Harlem.
Ooh. Okay.
Wow. Now, I wanted to ask you a question, right? Now, with certain different hairs, like you have Brazilian, Malaysian, all these different adjectives they put on front of the hair, but they charge you different according to
yes.
the name of the hair. So why, I mean, why is that?
It's a marketing, you know, strategy. I mean, if, you know, Malaysian sounds better than kinky, I mean, you know, so the process is different, the way it's curled or the way, you know, the hair, they're just processing the hair, whether it be kinky, curly, wavy, straight, and then they're just, you know, the Chinese figure that if they tag names on it, that people would actually believe the hair is coming from Brazil.
Wow.
Oh.
That is crazy. That's crazy. So for everybody out there listening, they need to listen clearly. You hear what the sister's saying? This is very seriously. But I'm still stuck about this beard.
Oh, yeah, the beard. Wow.
But, you know, the price point, it's going to be, you know, it's something for everybody because the price points are still going to hit, you know, people's pockets
okay.
where they can afford
Well, let me explain that, Belinda. You know, there's a saying, you always get what you pay for, right?
Right.
Well, sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. Like, if you buy hair, and, you know, I used to get hair from China, and I paid a decent enough amount, you know, money, but it wasn't all human hair. It had fibers in it, and if you see the gray hair and stuff like that, they fill it. Now, if you spend more money and you get it from India, it'll last longer. It'll last the 3 years. You can dye it. You can style it. You can wash it. You can treat it like your own. But some people just want the look for how long it looks, you know, like, it looks good when you get it, but just don't wash it, and they'll wear it and spend less money. But I say to them, do you want to shop at Conway or Bloomingdale's? And some people tell me Conway, and I am mad
right.
at them. But
right.
just know after you wash it, you have to throw it in the garbage.
Right.
Or do you want to wear hair, right, and you put it in, and in an hour, it's stuck up in the back of your head, and you can't even comb it out because it's tangled. And it's knotted. Or years ago, I used to get hair, and I used to see the hair all over the bathroom sink, on the floor, you know, shedding.
Right.
So
right.
this is what you get when you don't go for the best or when you don't know what you're getting and when you don't get real hair.
Right. Okay. Well, where can they get this fabulous hair?
Okay.
So our listeners, they want only the best, and they're not trying to have me breaking
so.
Out or have nothing falling on the floor and being embarrassed at an event. So what's the contact?
Okay.
Where can they look?
Okay, so it's Lioness Gold, LionessGold.com. The phone number is 310-730-8450. And I want to also add that in starting this company, it's threefold. It's the retail. It's also the affiliate program where I encourage women to not only buy hair but to sell it themselves so that they
wow.
can reap the benefits.
Oh,
of this
okay.
business. And the third thing is that I raise money so that I can make wigs for other women who are suffering from lupus. Like,
okay.
They can get wigs. It's affordable because when I needed a wig, it was $3,000 for one wig.
Wow. God, that's a lot of money.
That's somebody's house mortgage payment.
So that's called Angel's Locks. And we're going to be having a big charity event this summer in North Carolina. So keep you guys posted.
Oh, nice. Okay, excellent. Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much for enlightening us.
Yes.
Thank you guys having me.
Yeah, and keep us posted.
But I just want to show you guys that, you know, with all that is going on in the world, I'm happy that people are waking up and actually investigating, not taking everything, you know, for just what they see, but actually researching and finding out, because many people will feed us all kinds of stuff to get in our pockets or to get into our heads. And we really have the power, and the choice is always with us.
And I see that's marching all over the world, you know. Yeah, we do have the power. So let's see what happens. So thank you so much, Jackie. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. Great show.
Yes.
Great
that was
show.
Beautiful,
love you,
beautiful,
Belinda.
Beautiful.
Love you, too.
Thank you so much. But you can also stay on the line if you want to. But right now, we're gonna beat this up. And we have the Sports Queen live. How you doing, Mary? And what's new in sports?
I'm here. Is there technical difficulties, or can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me
clear.
Now?
How you doing?
Excellent.
How are you?
Happy to be here. I'm good. It's sunny and warm out here in Los Angeles. We had a great weekend with the NHL All-Star Game here and lots of good sports to watch. So I'm doing great. I really enjoyed that segment right there as well. You get some good guests on there. So I'm happy to be one of them. But we're going to jump right into the sports because a lot was going on. I think the big story of the weekend was the Australian Open. We talked about this last weekend. I can't tell you how many texts and comments on my social media I got from people expressing how happy the finals made them feel. Four legends of tennis back in the championships. And I think, and I wonder if you guys agree, that after a month or a week, few days of crazy political upheaval and uncertainty, having these four familiar players in the finals just felt reassuring to people, felt safe, that felt familiar. And it was just, it was crazy how many random texts and comments I get saying, it just makes me so happy to see these guys in the finals. I love sports, and I love sports, you know, when sports can make people feel that way. So it was cool. So on the women's side, I know you guys know, you aren't living in a cave, that Serena and Venus played for the championship. You know, Venus, she's 36. She's at a stage in her career where, to me, it seems like she's playing just for the pure joy of it. You know, she's already made her mark. She's really got nothing to prove. She could have retired after she fell out of the top 100 back in 2012 or when she was diagnosed with that, you know, debilitating autoimmune disease. But she didn't. She battled back. She had faith in herself. She had faith in her game. It's a great story. I think it gave people the good feels. That's what I'm calling it, the good feels. But then there's Serena. You know, she's 35, and she's playing more for the numbers. You know, she's been tied with Steffi Graf at 22 Grand Slams for a while now. It's kind of been that annoying monkey on her back. When's she going to break? When's she going to break that? You know, so she seems to be playing more for the titles and the numbers. In their match, it was competitive. It was awesome. Serena won 6-4, 6-4. It was close. Serena broke that tie with Graf, but she also regained the number one ranking, which she lost back in September to Angelique Kerber. So that was really fun. And what was real, I don't know if you guys saw any of it, but what was really great were the speeches after, you know, when they get their trophies and they get their massive checks and they stand there and talk to the crowd. And both of them just had, you know, they're sisters, and it's got to be weird playing each other. They've done it so many times, but Venus had the greatest speech. It, you know, it was just heartfelt, and you should Google it because it was really sweet. Again, the good feels. And you know what? I'll take all the damn good feels I can get these days. All right, on the right? Are you with me? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. And then on the men's side, we had Roger Federer, he's 35, playing Rafa Nadal. He's 30. And these guys, have played each other, I think, 35 times. They haven't played each other since 2015, but they are considered one of the best rivalries in tennis. They've had epic matches. It just felt familiar. I mean, as a tennis fan myself, I've seen these guys play a zillion times. And, Roger missed the last half of last season with a knee injury. Rafa battled wrist injuries last year. Personally, I wondered if either of them would get back to top form. But good God, they played their hearts out and ended up in the finals. I mean, I don't think anybody could have scripted it better. And the match was, once again, epic. Went five sets. Roger was down in the last set, a break. I don't know. He flipped the switch, got that Roger Federer magic, and just turned it on and ended up winning. He won his 18th Grand Slam. It was a great, great weekend of tennis. I loved it. I bet we'll never see anything like that again anytime soon because, they're getting older, and it was a neat thing. Did either of you guys happen to catch any of it?
Yeah, a little bit of it, but it seems that the older they get, the better they get.
It's crazy, right? Well, of course,
they're hitting up more. Like, how can you overcome all the accolades that they have? I mean,
I agree.
Somebody come in, you'd be like, wow, so she got like 30 of them. Everything they touch, they just is over.
I know.
Done deal.
It's crazy. I mean, Serena had her. She almost died from a pulmonary embolism. And, then she had that weird thing where she cut her foot and she was out for a while. So they've all dealt with stuff, but they're just, they are passionate about their sport. And I give it to them because while 35 and 36 isn't old, it is in tennis. I mean, tennis is brutal. You're running around. It's tough on your knees. It's tough on your wrists. So I don't know. I give them all the credit. I was a happy tennis fan this weekend. So there was that. And then what was next? The Pro Bowl, the NFL Pro Bowl. Well, you know what? I bet you guys didn't watch it because it was in Australia. And with the time change, I mean, Serena, for you, and the East Coast, it started at 3:30 in the morning. I mean, I'm sure they replayed it. But so when I sit there and ask you, did you watch it? Unless you were crazy like me and up at all hours in the morning, you weren't watching it.
No, anyway, I missed that.
Yeah. You probably didn't watch the Pro Bowl either because let's be honest, the Pro Bowl is usually a snooze fest. It's where players are playing not to get hurt in a game that really doesn't matter. But this one actually was a little more exciting than usual. The AFC won 20-13. They beat the NFC. I think maybe it was a little more exciting because it had so many newcomers in the Pro Bowl. So maybe they weren't tired of it yet. So they were trying a little harder. And the teams actually played some defense. So I'll be honest with you, I really didn't watch very much of it. Instead, I was watching the SAG Awards. Come on, Belinda. I know you checked out the SAG Awards, right?
Of course I did. Every actress watches the SAG Awards.
Exactly. And what was your favorite part? I'll tell you my favorite part. The Winona Ryder facial expressions.
Oh, my God.
See that? Yes.
To say that.
Oh my God. I wrote a little article. It was the funniest thing when her co-star in the show Stranger Things, they won for best ensemble. We're veering from sports since I am the sports
right.
celebrity queen. We're veering a little bit. When they won the best ensemble drama, the actor, I don't even know his name, who plays the, I don't know if you even watch Stranger Things on Netflix. It was awesome. You should watch it. But the actor who plays the police, yeah, it was so good. He gave the speech, and it was a passionate speech, of course, about touching on the immigration ban. It was a very political show. All the actors and actresses opportunity to voice their, I will say, displeasure on our president and his ban. But anyway, he was very passionate, and Winona was standing right next to him, and her facial expressions were the funniest thing I've ever seen. Of course, there's a million memes out there. If you guys, listeners, haven't checked it out, go Google. It's hilarious. So
but
anyway,
you know what, Mary? I think that's a good thing, Mary, because of her facial expressions. Now you want to hear
what he had to say. So isn't that funny how things turn around? Looks like it was a bad thing, but it actually is a good thing because we'll hear, everybody will hear exactly what he had to say.
Exactly. You're right. It's true because in order to see her face, facial expressions, unless you just want to look at the quick little memes, but if you want to see the whole thing, and it is funny because she hits just a range of emotions on those facial expressions. It's just priceless because, you know, his speech is so, I don't want to say it's out there. It's actually great. So you're right. It will hopefully cause people to listen to it. So good point there.
Right.
The All-Star Game in Los Angeles I touched upon, you know, lots of fun events, the Metropolitan League won, the MVP was a Philadelphia Flyer. I know you guys are New York Ranger fans, but the Philly Flyer was the MVP, first Philly Flyer since 1980. His name's Wayne Simmons. He's actually an African-Canadian. And, you know, there's not a lot of black players in the NHL. It's, you know, there just isn't. So I thought it was great that this guy just stepped up, man. He made 3 goals, a game winner. He had a really good day. He was originally drafted by the LA Kings, so he got a big, you know, a roar from the crowd because he was a king at one point. He was coached by Wayne Gretzky, who was also a king and probably one of the best players in hockey of all time. So he was cute afterwards. He's like, yeah, it was basically the best day of my life. So that was kind of fun to see. And another funny thing from that, you know, on Saturday was the skills competition and the NHL trying to stay hip and current had Snoop Dogg perform before the event started. And, you know, Snoop being Snoop didn't feel the need to censor his song that he played, which I think was called the next episode. And so his F-bombs were dropping left and right for all of Staples and TV Land to hear. And Snoop, you know, he didn't care. He was just letting them rip. And, of course, the TV announcers were scrambling to apologize, kind of like when Madonna, did you see Madonna in the marches? You know, when she was up there letting the F-bombs fly and the TV announcers were having to apologize. But you know what? What are you going to do? I'm not going to let the F-bomb fly. Don't worry, Jazzo.
But,
okay.
Thank you so much for being so informative. Yo, you are the sports queen of queens of queens. I'm loving it.
One last thing. Got to remind everybody, Super Bowl on Sunday. I know you all know that. 6:30 Eastern on Fox. Three important things. We got Luke.
Yes,
Brian,
I got my snacks already.
Brian singing the national anthem. We got the cast of Hamilton singing America the Beautiful. And we got Lady Gaga. Patriots.
Well, Mary, what do you want to have for snacks?
Well, these are the important things. The commercials, the snacks, and who's performing. Let's be honest. I know.
All right.
I guess you got to go, but you can't forget that because you know we'll be talking about it next Monday. And so I expect you guys to watch it. I want to know that's your favorite. I want to know your favorite commercial and all your comments on the Super Bowl. So thanks for having me. Go to my website, mcsportbids.com. You can find all my social media info there. Jazzo, I love being in Jazzo's world. Thanks for having me, my friend.
No problem. Yo. I love you, Barry. You're so good.
Adios.
Right now, yo, we're going to introduce – I ain't going to introduce, but – our other co-host is in the house, and this is the stylist queen. What's up, Chi Chi? Couture, how you doing?
I'm good, love bugs. How's everybody in Jazzo's world?
Good. Hi, Chi Chi.
Hey, Putin. How are you?
I'm doing great. I can't wait to hear what you got to tell us this week.
Don't start. I'm being good.
that's always a good thing. But we have another guest up on our show today, and his name Ronnie, Mr. Walker. How you doing, Mr. Walker?
Hey, what's going on with you guys in Jazzo's world?
No man, chilling. What's good with you, big homie?
Not much. Getting ready for this here R&B lifestyle, so.
That's what's up. I hear that song, that thing hot. What made you come up with that concept?
It's a freak in me, I guess. You know, the inside come kind of show his way out. That's all.
Yeah, it's definitely hot. So, where you get most of your inspiration from with your music?
Well, most of the inspiration, you know, it comes from pretty much my lifestyle, and I might dip and dab in some of my friends' lifestyles. You know, along those directions. You know, I try to keep everything as close to home as possible. You know, I try to stay within my zone, or someone close to me in their zone, so that way, you know, everything that I sing and write is more personal and is more emotional, and that can come in those directions, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up. But we have Belinda and Chi Chi. Any questions y'all want to ask?
Well,
Mr.
I definitely
Walker?
Have a question. I have a question. This is Chi Chi. So did you say that, you know, it comes from the freak in you? Is that what you said? The freak in you?
The inner freak, yes.
I just need clarity. Just give me clarity. Okay. So what kind of lifestyle is you living? Hallelujah.
I mean, growing up in New York, you know, there's a whole lot of things you come across and you experience and learn your day-to-day as a young man in New York. You know, you come across a lot of things, so. And then me being
around. I don't know everybody not living a freaky lifestyle.
Huh?
I said everybody not living a freaky lifestyle, so I just had to ask who was you. Where they do
bad.
That at? Is it a lie? Can
that's
I find it?
That's too bad. No, that's not good. That's too bad. No.
Wow. It was about to get you. Well, Kiki was about to get you. Belinda, you have any questions for?
What other songs can we look forward to?
Love is being remixed and mastered now. And then we have I Do, which is also being remixed and mastered. So we have a nice EP coming pretty soon. Right now we're pushing the single to get the ball rolling and so forth. That's it for now.
Man.
Well, I can't wait to see the video. I heard the video was going to be real scandalous. So can you give us
I want to tell you, you need a video, girl.
Yeah,
you can
make you a video, and
I want to
know, honey, you need a scandal. Girl, I got interest.
Yeah,
I like a scandal. I got interest. Check out my Facebook. She cute.
I got you. I'm about to go look at it right now, too.
I know
Chi-Chi,
that's
tell
right.
Him what it is.
You
know where to look at.
Chi Chi Couture. Chi Chi Couture on Facebook. Chi Chi Couture.
Chi Chi Couture.
Got you. All
right.
All right.
I will be looking. I will be looking. So what's going on, guys?
Ready? I'll make sure to let you know it's out so that everybody can go. And, you know, and see it and stuff, because I'm dying to know what's in it.
It's going to be something to watch over and over again. It's going to be worth the watch.
Over and over. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, hold on for a minute, y'all. Let's do something even better than that. Right now, we're going to go to that song and we about to listen to it. You know what I mean? For all the freaks out there listening to the Jazzo's World, we got Ronnie Walker right on here for the ladies. Check this out.
This is for the ladies. Fellas, if you in the club and you see that sexy motherfucker, walk up and tell that girl what's up to give her a hug. This is for the ladies. Ladies, if you all alone, all you with your girls out having fun, pat yourself and pat your thing on the back and give her a hug. And this is all the ladies. Bags in hand, on the bus every day after work, going home to mother your kids. The struggle was a shrimp you gave me, TJ, Mel, and Gina. Oh, mama, I bow to you. Oh, lady, this is all for you.
Ronnie Walker up in the house doing big things in the world. Also, the media queen, the celebrity media queen, Belinda Trotter James and the stylist queen, Chi Chi Couture. What's up, Big Ron? What is that
going
new
on?
Single you got jumping, Big Bro?
The new single, sex tape?
Yeah. You knew what it was, sex tape. Now,
yeah.
When you get these titles from,
Bob? Well, see, the song I just played, that was a song dedicated to, of course, the ladies. But the star in that song is my mother, my auntie, my grandmother, and my cousins, and, you know, the woman in my family. So what I did was I just made this song to praise you guys and praise them, letting them know that no matter what you don't think, I'm watching, I see you, I understand, I've been there, I lived it, and I respect you for it, and now I'm praising you for it. That's all.
Okay. That's definitely what it's all about. I like the name, Sex Tape. Let me talk to you about something.
Oh. All right.
You know what I mean? That's a conversational piece. Like, you had new music, you had a new song, Sex Tape.
All
like,
I'm saying is that sex tape gonna give me Kim K status. I'm down for a sex tape. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I ain't judging nobody. If I can be like Kim K status, I might have to do a sex tape. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying. Like, what is she famous for? Nothing. All she did was a sex tape, and now she's, like, everywhere. Like, her coins is coming in for nothing. She's famous for nothing.
Exactly. Yeah, everybody got 16 nowadays.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing, man. You know what I mean? Hey, you got to think about it. Who gonna marry a sex tape chick?
What? She's been married four times. Are you kidding me? She have four husbands, all celebrities with coins. Please try again.
Dig this, right? Hey, no real man. I'll give you a couple of examples. You got Steve Harvey. Hold on. You got Steve Harvey. You got Barack Obama. That's two men right there. Ain't no real man gonna buy no sex tape chick.
You only came up with two. At the end of the day, she still had like four husbands who were real men with a coin. I'll still take a sex tape. I'm sorry. Judge not, lest she be judged.
They not gonna run in the same circles anyway. I mean, she married that basketball player. He's a real man. You know, he's a real country man. You see, he wanted her to come
That's
to live
what I'm
in country
saying.
Somewhere.
She done had some real husbands. Like you can't. You got to give her. You know what I mean? Her props. She's famous for nothing, and they will sign on the dotted line, like on quick pass in a hurry.
Hey, Ron. Ron, this is DJ Sincere. I just want to jump in real quick. We want to, rock this. We want to rock this new single that you got. We want to rock this sex tape. But before we get into that, I want you to talk a little bit about the song, as far as the production and what frame of mind you was in when you was working on that song in the studio.
Okay. Well, for one, Sex Tape is done by Optimus and Starboy out in the Dominican Republic. They produced it. They mastered it. I recorded it here in the States. The song is basically, it's about, of course, a couple. The man, which was in the video, the actor just got married. He said they honeymoon. So he came with this great idea that, hey, let's make a sex tape for our first, you know, our first intimate romance, love making, whatever have you, sex time of our life. And of course, she went along with it. So he kind of pretty much is in the song, he's giving her detailed instructions on what to do. Well, not sexually, but you know, you just gotta hear it. It's a good ear pleaser. You know, it's clean. It's not over the top nasty. It can be played pretty much anywhere. There's no, you know, but it's a good song.
Okay. All right, that's what it is. Well, we're going to jump into that right now. I got my man Ronnie Walker in the building. DJ Sincere just hanging out with Jazzo, Belinda, and the whole crew here in Jazz O's World. Let's jump into this joint. Ladies, this is just in time for Valentine's Day. Fellas, if you're trying to do that thing, you need this song on repeat. All right? The panties will drop. Put this on. The panties will drop. Guarantee it. Remember where you heard this first, right here on Dirty Basement Radio. This is Sex Tape.
When you walk through my door, coat down on the floor, no conversation, girl, take them clothes off. Boy, let me watch us meet what it's gonna be. Just go better than the movies for $39.99. Come a little closer, let me see you work it. Pop, lock it, drop it, girl, don't take it. Can't handle anything you want to bring me. Small booty, big booty, wide booty, oh. Hey, little mama, oh, little mama. Damn, little mama, rock it, little mama. When you walk through my door, go down on the floor. No conversation, girl, please don't come on. Boy, let me watch just me.
My big man handles handcuffs to my bed.
When you walk through my door, go down on the floor. No conversation, girl, take some clothes. Boy, let me watch just me when it's gonna be. It's gonna be better than the movies for $39.99.
Loving your thing, you got me in the mood for that. The passion, girl, this is what I do. Slow, baby, fast, baby, let's make it last, baby. Please, baby, please, baby. Oh, baby, please.
Yeah.
Was I lying? I'm telling you, fellas, you need that on your soundtrack for this Valentine's Day. If you're trying to make that sex tape, you're trying to talk your girl into it, don't talk. Just let Ron do all the talking for you. So, ladies, what do y'all think?
I loved it.
I think it was good.
Yep, panties will definitely be flying. Sincerely,
I'm trying to tell you, right? See, now you heard it from a lady right there. She's telling you panties going to be flying. They're going to be flying.
Get ready, Ronnie. The collection of panties ready.
Yo, Waller.
What up, Jazz?
Well, hey, I loved it. It was nice. I'm about to go play it so panties can drop for me.
Nasty.
That's what's up.
We're gonna have to keep. Go ahead. What'd you
say? I see this 910 area code. They've been hanging out with us for a while. Are y'all know who that 910 is?
No, let's check it out.
All right, 910, you're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. This is Jazzo's World. What's good?
Nothing other than your boy, I-30. What's good, Sincere? What's good, Jazzo?
What's up, big homie?
Ain't nothing, man.
You like
just checking you out. Yo, that's a banger right there, son. I might try to... You got that joint on SoundCloud, Spotify. Where's it at? Where can I get it?
We got that on iTunes right now.
You
did a
slow release on iTunes.
Yeah.
Word up. Well, I didn't catch the artist, though. What's the artist?
Ronnie Walker. That's who you're speaking to right now, big homie.
What's good, Mr. Walker?
Good,
how you doing, man?
I'm good yourself, man. Thanks for the support, you know?
Yeah,
real
no
talk.
No doubt, man. I always support Dirty Basement, man.
We're on iTunes right now. It's Ronnie Walker with a K-A, not K-E-R, and everything.
Okay. K-K, okay.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay. All right, North Carolina.
Hey, okay. North Carolina representing. That's what's up.
Word up.
Mr. Walker. Any questions you have for Mr. Walker?
Nah, I'm just posting up with you guys, man. I try to tune into all the shows, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all show love, I show love, you know?
Yo, thanks a million, big bro. Anybody out there listening to Jazzo's World and want to call in and talk to Mr. Ronnie Walker, Kiki Couture, or Belinda, or myself, the number is 563-999-3050. But, Ron, I'm loving this song. I think I'm going to have a nice Valentine's Day because I'm going to play it like a day, all day. That was real nice.
You're going to play it in new way. What you going to do while you playing it?
Going to make a sex tape.
Look.
Dad, what you going to do over there?
You ain't
know
a lot. The same thing you going to be doing.
I'm going to be asleep.
Yeah, you ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
I'm going to be asleep.
Yeah, all right.
I'll be asleep. So I think we should just move into our questions because his song just inspired me for a question.
All right. Well, right now we're going to go into the topic of the day with Chi-Chi Couture. And what is the topic of the day, Chi-Chi?
Well, the topic now is, should you make a sex tape with your significant other? Like, is that wrong? Is that too far out there? You know, what's the pros and the cons? Could you ever be too freaky? You know, that kind of gives you open doors. But is it wrong to make a sex tape with your significant other?
Mm. Anybody going to answer that? Hey, Belinda,
y'all
how about you?
Y'all get real quiet. Everybody quiet.
Yeah, everybody got quiet. I'm like, hold on. It got quiet in here. So what you think, Belinda?
They got real quiet.
Yeah. I don't see nothing wrong with doing a sex tape, but I wouldn't do
oh,
it.
Oh, shut go, Belinda.
I'm a temptation. So, but, you know, I've crossed over, you know, the age limit line where I want to do all that kind of stuff. Maybe if I was younger, but now at this stage of my game, no, I can't do it, but I don't know.
But if it's your husband, what does it matter how old you are, Belinda? If it's your husband, what does it matter how old you are?
Well, oh, no, I'm talking about they have a sex tape in what a broadcast is. Is that what you're saying, too?
Well, no, I'm not saying broadcast it. I'm just saying
just a
sex tape with you and your sister. Not broadcast it. Not for everybody, but for y'all.
Okay.
Like, it's your own little kinky game.
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, Belinda. A little freak in there, yeah. All right.
As long as I don't see it on Love and Hip Hop, I'm good.
I know that's right. I'm down for a sex tape. I don't think nothing wrong with it. I mean, I wanna do it and watch it, and then we can delete it so it don't, like, you know, get in the wrong hands by mistake or something. You know, wind up in the iCloud, and then I got Kim K status. Ow! But
did you? I forgot which movie was out. There was a movie that was out where a couple made a
sex. Yeah, it was called
Sex Tape. The wrong button, and it went.
And then, yes, and they were trying to get all the iPads back from everybody they gave them to. The tablets or something. Yep, I seen it.
Yeah, that was good. So,
but it was crazy because they went, like, somewhere else. Like, they was, like, getting it in, like, crazy. Like, hadn't done it in a long time, felt good type stuff, and then was like, wait a minute, what did we just do? I'm down. I think that's good. I think that's healthy for relationships.
Oh, yeah. Makes it exciting. It's like, wow, watching a movie, but you're the stars in it. Ooh.
Right. Or let's watch a movie and let's try to reenact it and record that.
So, Ronnie, are you and your wife going to make a sex tape?
Second?
Yes, men have to be very careful how they answer certain questions. So, see, Ronnie is very quiet. His wife might be listening. So he's got to be very careful.
He's so quiet.
That's okay. Next, what about you, Cynthia? You want to make a second?
You can't hear me? Hello? Can hear
okay,
me?
Go ahead. We can hear you.
I was talking, like, you know, sex tapes are good, you know. I think it is very healthy. I have made sex tapes in my
oh,
past.
Yeah.
I have done these things before. You know, I am also, you know, a cameraman, so my sex tapes are kind of professionally shot sex tapes. but they are healthy. It's good to look at what you're doing. That way you can fix your flaws and, you know, sit back and laugh about it and go, you know, still focus on more. But I think it's a good thing to do.
Oh, sure. Hold on.
Professional level.
Jazzo,
you
I want to
be a professional.
You are going to get away from answering this question. Jazzo?
My mom said don't talk to y'all on Monday.
You know what? You got to start talking.
Nah.
So you're not going to answer the question for real, Jazzo?
I'm not making no sex tape. Even though I got like 10 of them already.
You know what?
I can't with this.
I was being all quiet. I stopped looking at some of the ones I've made already. Like, damn, yeah, I remember that.
You know what?
I might have to call her tonight. Yeah, damn. No, that one right there. That's the one right there. Whoa. Hey, oh, look at this one. Damn.
So
that Ronnie
now,
Walker.
Would you make it?
That's good.
Would you make it with your wife, or is that just a girlfriend thing? Because you know how some guys look at the wife as like the queen and she can't do certain stuff, but then they'll get a side joint and do all the nasty stuff with instead of just doing it with their wife, which makes no sense to me. But in y'all minds, I guess it works.
No, you get a wife, you don't need no side job. I mean, I'm literally like a dog that raised. Me and my wife, we can make tape for days. We can make tape for days. If you got a wife, you don't need no side job.
That's
why you matter.
Some guys, like, with their wife, they shouldn't do certain things because she's the wife, like, and she's the mother of the
kids. No, that's why. There's no better or worse or rich or poor. We're going to get down. I'm going to tear her with the brain.
I know that's right. Give it to her. Don't say nothing.
Yeah. That's your wife. That's your wife. That's the one you should be all crazy with.
That's what I say, too. I didn't understand that. I'm like, well, what was the point in marrying her so she could just look pretty? Like, I don't get it. I'm confused. I don't know what that's about, but that's what they do.
Hey, it is what it is. You gotta keep your eyes open and follow the prize.
You know what? Most women are quick to say what they won't do, what they ain't going to do, and what they don't do. But I think nowadays, especially, you need to be open to doing whatever. Because, well, whatever your man or husband wants you to do. Because the fops now just don't have no respect. Like, they don't have no dignity, no pride, no goals. Like, you don't need nothing. They is just giving it up, like, without any requirements. So it's like, to keep your man happy, at least try it before you say, I don't like it, I ain't doing it. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the whole concept of even marrying a person, to share those certain things that you didn't share with another person. You know what I mean? Old head always told me it's cheaper to keep her. So, you know, I mean, if you're trying to keep her, you're going to do what it takes to keep her, especially if you really say you love them or you in love with them. If not, then it shouldn't even be done. You know what I mean? That's just a crazy concept. Because then if you got another joint, you got to learn all the inside. I like and the colors and all. Man, damn that.
Really got to learn that because they don't want none of that. They don't. Some of the side joints don't want all of that. They just want you to put the D down. Put the D down and leave. They don't require all that other stuff.
Yeah,
they got to learn her likes and dislikes for nothing.
That's what they say at first. Now, you lay it down the right way. After a while, you keep on hitting it. Girls going to get involved. I don't give a damn what nobody say. Now, I'm all cool, but once you start tearing it up, you like, damn, is he getting into somebody else too? You know what I mean? They're going to catch feelings. After you have sex with a person for a long time, what you gonna be like? Oh, this a hit it and miss. Nah.
So the guys catching feelings too with the side joint?
A guy or female.
No, I know females. We quick to catch feelings, but is the dude catching feelings with side joints too?
Yeah, dude can, especially if she getting you some good head. You like, shoot, you don't want to be sharing that. You like, when you call her, she's like, oh, I'll call you back, I'm busy. You like, huh? You busy what? You busy what? No, I'm like, what you doing? You know what I mean?
How you
yo, that's the worst.
You got a whole wife at home. How you going to get mad when you got a whole wife, girlfriend, whatever, and she decides, oh, she can do what she wants?
Not necessarily. Like, hold on.
They like the squirrels. The squirrels, they love collecting a whole lot of nuts.
The squirrels are stingy,
and niggas are stingy too. For the same exact way.
Wow.
Hey, I know that. I know that's like. That's like she don't leave. You know what I mean? She don't leave with an option to buy. She can't be out there but for her.
There you go.
But you don't have an option to buy because you already have a significant other. You can't buy.
But look, if you got a significant other and you're slipping and dipping, you never know what's gonna happen. I mean that significant other ain't doing something. Shit, all
maybe
matter of fact, if that's the case, all three y'all.
Maybe sometimes come to my opportunities, y'all just do stuff just because.
I don't know. Like they ain't all men. That's some.
Okay. On point. I guess.
Hey, it is what it is. Don't get quiet, Walker.
Shit, I ain't crying. I'm listening.
Man, oh, man. Yo, if y'all listening, please call in. We got a couple minutes. I need to ask some questions. The number is 563-999-3050. Right here, Dirty Basement, Jazzy's World. That topic of the day, that was hot.
I try, you know, I try. I mean, I was going to go a whole nother way, but I'm going to say this for next week. In fact, you know, that song had me thinking. I was like, all right, sex tape. How are we feeling about that?
I'm happy
with inspiration. And yeah, it was inspiration. Now you got inspirational records. Look at you. You're so inspirational. But I'm signing out on you guys. Y'all know my schedule is crazy. It was wonderful being in Jazzo's World again. I will see you guys next week. Y'all know y'all can follow me on Instagram, Chi_Chi_Couture. Or on Facebook, Chi Chi Couture. It's your girl, Couture in the World, one woman at a time. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, now.
All
see
right,
you,
Chi-Chi.
Belinda. Okay, bye, Chi Chi.
All right, that was Chi Chi Couture. But we got still got Mr. Ronnie Walker online. Now, Ronnie, when are you going? You planning on shooting your video?
Looking forward to about the next another 2 more weeks. We'll start shooting.
All right. Are you going to do a casting? Now, if anybody wanted to be a part of this video, is it public? Is it for the public? Were you going to do a casting for models or extras or anything?
No, we already got what we're going to put in for the video. So now we're just all this, just doing it now. Yep.
Okay.
It's ready. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm sexy. Hey, I'm gonna plug it all on my Facebook, Instagram, anything. Boy, we gonna have to go viral. That was I like that. That was a hot song, man. I like the concept.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Good to hear that.
Any last words, Belinda?
I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and I have some things coming up. Don't forget, my books are on Amazon.com, Power of the Plus, Power of the Curves, and the autobiography with the legendary Sparky D.
There you go. That's hot. That's hot, hot, hot. Mr. Ronnie Walker, if anybody want to get in contact with you, how can they do that?
You can go to my website, and that has all my social media links. My website is Ronnie Walker, RonnieWalka.com.
There y'all go.
You get my updates.
Right here, Jazzo's World. Don't forget, February the 18th, right in Philadelphia, the Afro-American Museum, the Philadelphia Black Diamond Fashion and Music Extravaganza. And if you want to get involved, be a model, volunteer, or anything of the sort, just hit up Jazzo Williams on Facebook, and we'll talk about it. Yo, thank y'all for listening to the show. This is Jazzo's World, Dirty Basement. Don't forget tomorrow from 6 to 8, Dirty Basement Radio with DJ Sincere, the woman is big, making big things happen. And we'll talk to you next Monday real soon. Peace out, yo.
Peace.